Movie revenue sharing, theater and OTT settlements. Korean films generate revenue from theatrical sales, OTT, VOD, and overseas rights. After taxes, the theater's share, distribution fees, investment costs, and other expenses are deducted from revenue. Profits are divided according to contracts. Not all of the ticket price paid by moviegoers becomes revenue for the production company. The Korean Film Development Fund's 3% levy, formerly used in ticket settlements, should not be applied unchanged to current calculations. The break-even point is determined by comparing all net revenue with the total investment cost, not by theatrical audience numbers. Directors typically receive a directing fee and earn performance bonuses only when stipulated in a separate contract. Independent films recoup funds through rights sales, film festivals, grants, and subsequent screenings, as well as theatrical releases. Korean films make money primarily from theatrical ticket settlements, supplemented by revenue from OTT, VOD, and overseas rights. Revenue does not immediately become profit for the production company. Only the amount remaining after taxes, the theater's share, distribution costs, and recoupment of investment is distributed according to contract terms. Reference date not specified. Check the Korean Law Information Center for the latest levies and the Korean Film Council's KABIS for revenue statistics. How films make money. Film revenue is divided into theatrical revenue and ancillary rights. Theatrical revenue begins with the tickets purchased by audiences. Ancillary rights revenue comes from contracts for different exhibition media and regions. Revenue source paying party. Typical contract unit. How revenue is generated. Theaters audience ticket sales settled to the film side after deductions. And the theaters share transactional VOD viewer rental or purchase amount settled after deducting platform fees and other costs, subscription-based OTT. OTT provider content license contract specifying the period, region, and scope of exclusivity broadcast and cable broadcaster broadcasting, rights sold based on the number of broadcasts, and the contract period overseas exports overseas distributor rights by country or region contracted. Through presales or performance-linked terms, secondary rights production companies and businesses remake and merchandising rights revenue generated through upfront payments or revenue sharing an OTT contract payment is not all net profit either. Brokerage fees and unrecouped investment may be handled first. The amount ultimately received depends on the rights holder and the contract terms. Theatrical ticket revenue settlement standards, the ticket price paid by the audience is divided through several stages. A value-added tax rate of 10% may be included in the consumer price. In that case, the tax amount is not simply 10% of the total. Older explanations often mention a 3% levy for the Film Development Fund. The admission ticket levy for movie theaters was abolished in 2025. The former 3% must not be applied automatically to current settlements. The film's explanatory text presents the split between the theater and the film side as 6-4. However, it does not specify which side receives 6. The actual ratio varies by film and contract. The break-even point is the point where total revenue and total costs are exactly equal, resulting in neither profit nor loss. How do films make money? Calculation example. The following calculation is a simplified model showing only an older method of explanation. Total ticket revenue is set at KRW 10 billion. Actual accounting and current statutory levies must be checked separately. Subtract KRW 1 billion, or 10%, from total ticket revenue of KRW 10 billion. Subtract an additional KRW 300 million, representing the former 3% levy. The simplified amount subject to settlement becomes KRW 8.7 billion. Dividing this 6-4 results in KRW 5.22 billion and KRW 3.48 billion. Calculation item simplified amount points to note when interpreting total ticket revenue, KRW 10 billion, not money, that goes directly to the production company, assumed 10% deduction KRW 1 billion, may differ from the actual tax calculation for a VAT inclusive price. Assumed former 3% deduction, KRW 300. Million must not be applied as the current admission ticket levy balance before distribution, KRW 8.7 billion varies, depending on contractual deductions share, of 6 KRW 5.22 billion. The contract must be checked to determine which party receives its share of 4 KRW 3.48 billion, maybe the amount before. Settlement of distribution costs and investment. This example illustrates the difference between revenue and profit. Even if KRW 10 billion in tickets is sold, one party does not retain KRW 10 billion. Distribution, marketing, and other costs may be added as well. Break-even calculation, standards. The break-even point cannot be determined from audience numbers alone. Total investment and all net revenue must be compared on the same basis. If costs other than production expenses are omitted, the threshold becomes lower. The basic relationships are as follows. Total recoupment equals net theatrical settlement plus net revenue from ancillary rights. Total costs equals net production cost plus distribution and marketing costs plus other contractual costs. Break-even point equals the point where total recoupment equals total costs, even a film costing KRW 10 billion cannot be assessed using theatrical settlements alone. Amounts recouped from OTT and overseas rights must be added. Conversely, if marketing costs are separate, total costs also increase. An average settlement amount is needed to calculate the audience threshold. The average ticket price and contractual ratio for each film must also be known. Therefore, an exact audience figure cannot be determined from production costs alone. Order of cash recoupment film revenue is often distributed in a predetermined order. This structure is sometimes called a settlement waterfall. The lower a participant's priority, the greater the chance that they may receive nothing even if the film performs well. Gross revenue is generated from tickets and rights. Taxes and the shares of platforms and theaters are handled. Distribution fees and contractual costs are deducted. Investors recoup their principal in the agreed order. The remaining profit is divided among investors, production companies, and others. If there is a separate agreement, performance bonuses are paid to the director and actors. Not every film uses the same order. Priority recoupment rights and commission rates vary by contract. Even when revenue is high, junior participants may receive no profit. Breakdown by circumstance, how a film makes money varies according to its scale and distribution channels. Commercial films often aim for substantial theatrical revenue. Independent films may combine several smaller revenue sources. Circumstance, primary revenue key to recouping funds, main risk large-scale commercial film theaters, OTT, and overseas rights wide release and ancillary sales, high production and marketing costs, small or medium-sized film limited release, VOD, and rights cost control and prevails theatrical exposure, maybe limited independent film grants, film festivals, rights and screenings, low costs and long-term distribution difficulty, finding audiences and buyers, OTT-focused film platform, licensing contract payment and scope of rights, use of ancillary rights, maybe restricted film with overseas presales, rights by region, securing some funding before production revenue from unsold regions, is uncertain. Grants differ in nature from ticket revenue. They may be funds intended to cover costs during production. Payment conditions and settlement obligations must also be checked separately. How directors and production companies make money. Directors do not directly receive a film's box office revenue. Their basic income often consists of a directing fee specified in the contract. Performance bonuses arise only if there is a separate clause. Production companies may receive compensation for managing production. If they hold rights or equity, they may also earn ancillary revenue. However, there may be no profit left before the investment is recouped. Participant main income relationship to box office performance. Director, directing fee and contractual performance bonus directly linked only when there is a performance bonus clause. Actors and crew appearance fees and wages only some sign performance bonus contracts. Production company production, compensation, profit sharing, and rights varies according to the rights and equity structure. Investor recoupment of investment principal and profit sharing may bear the risk of loss. First distributor distribution fees and contractual share compensation for release and marketing work theater share, of ticket revenue, concessions, and other revenue linked to screening performance and audience spending directors may experience gaps in income between projects. They may also work in advertising, television drama directing, and other fields. The specific form of concurrent work varies by individual. Revenue sources for independent films, it is difficult to judge an independent film's success or failure solely by its theatrical audience. Its production budget and funding sources may differ from those of commercial films. Costs may also be recouped through multiple channels over an extended period. Production support from public institutions and film festivals, screening fees and prize, money from domestic and international film festivals, community screenings and curated screenings, sales of broadcast, OTT and VOD rights, overseas distribution and educational rights, the director's advertising. Lectures and subsequent directing work production grants are not the same as the director's personal income. Their use may be restricted solely to producing the work. Expense records and final reports may also be required. Where film critics earn income, film critics are not professionals who share in film production revenue. Fees for media articles and broadcast appearances may be their main sources of income. Lectures and book publishing are also separate revenue sources. Operating a video channel may generate advertising or sponsorship revenue. Income is not determined solely by subscriber count. It varies greatly depending on media contracts and the level of activity. Why a high-risk structure develops, it is difficult to know the final demand for a film before production. Profits from successful films may offset losses from several failures. This creates a portfolio-like quality, similar to startup investment. Investors can manage risk by grouping multiple films rather than backing only one. Pre-sales increase the possibility of recoupment before production. However, selling rights in advance may reduce additional revenue after a film becomes successful. Strategy advantage cost or risk diversified investment across multiple films reduces the impact of one film's failure, creates management costs for numerous films, OTT and overseas pre-sales, allows funding to be recouped before production, restricts some rights, and ancillary revenue reducing production. Costs eases the burden of the break-even point, limits creative scope and production schedules, large-scale release, can increase early revenue increases, marketing costs and competition for screens common, mistakes revenue and net profit must not be treated as the same money. Box office figures are close to the total amount paid by audiences. The actual income of each participant is determined after settlement. Determining the break-even audience solely from a production cost of KRW 10 billion, applying the former 3% film development fund, levy today assuming which party receives 6 in a 6-to-4 split, treating the entire OTT contract payment as profit for the production company, assuming that the director automatically receives a share of box office revenue, interpreting independent film grants, as the director's salary care is also needed when calculating tax by simply multiplying the ticket price by the 10% rate. A VAT inclusive price must be divided into the supply price and the tax amount. Actual settlement statements must follow accounting standards and contracts. How to verify actual figures? A film's box office scale and statutory deductions are verified through different sources. COBIS is suitable for checking audience numbers and revenue. Contractual distribution ratios are difficult to determine from public statistics. Check each film's cumulative revenue and audience count on COBIS. Check the current levy rules at the Korean Law Information Center. Find the distribution ratios and deductions in the investment and distribution contracts. Add together the net settlement amounts from OTT and overseas rights. Compare them with total investment, including net production and marketing costs. Reported break-even audience figures may be estimates. It is necessary to check whether the figure was disclosed by the distributor or production company. Whether rights pre-sales were included must also be considered. Frequently asked questions: does a production company make money immediately if a film has a large audience? A large audience does not create an immediate profit. Taxes, the theater's share, and other amounts must be handled before the investment is recouped. How is a film's break-even point calculated? Compare the total investment with net revenue from theaters and ancillary rights. To convert this into an audience figure, the average net settlement amount per person is required. Does selling to OTT recoup the entire production cost? There is no guarantee that the contract payment will exceed total costs. The scope of exclusivity and ownership of rights also affect profitability. Can an independent film be produced even with a small audience? Grants and presales can provide part of the production budget. However, the fact that a film was produced does not guarantee profitability.